let's discuss the concept of God in Zoroastrianism, also called as Parsiism. Zoroastrianism or Parsiism is not a major religion of the world. It has very few followers, hardly 130,000 followers. And most of them are in India, mainly in the city where I come from, that is Bombay. But it is one of the oldest religion. Prophet Zoroaster is the founder of this religion of Zoroastrianism. And he founded it 2,500 years before in the land of Persia. And the sacred scripture of Zoroastrianism or Parsiism is Dasatir and Avesta. In Zoroastrianism, Almighty God is called as Ahura Mazda. Ahura means God, Mazda means wise, wise God or wise Lord. And as I mentioned, the sacred scriptures are Dasatir and Avesta. There are various descriptions given about Ahura Mazda, Almighty God, and Dasatir. He's called as the one and only. It mentions there's nothing like him, nothing resembles him. Number three, he has no beginning, he has no end. He's immortal. Number four, he has no parents. He has no mother, no father, no wife, no son. He is imageless. He is beyond comprehension. You cannot imagine about him. Your eyes cannot see him. He is closer to you than your own self. There are even various attributes of God given in Avesta in the Parsi scriptures. If you read the Avesta, it is mentioned, he is referred to as the creator. In Avesta, Yasna, chapter number 33, verse number 7 and verse number 11. He is referred to as the creator in Avesta, in Yasna, chapter number 31, verse number 7 and 11. He is also referred as the creator in Yasna, chapter number 44, verse number 7. In Yasna, chapter number 50, verse number 11. In Yasna, chapter number 51, verse number 7. He is referred to as the greatest in Yasna, chapter number 33, verse number 11. And in Yasna, chapter number 45, verse number 6. He is referred to as the benevolent in Yasna, chapter number 33, verse number 11. And Yasna, chapter number 48, verse number 3. He is referred to as bountiful in Avesta, Yasna, chapter number 43, verse number 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, and 15. He's also referred to as bountiful in Yasna, chapter number 44, verse number 2, in Yasna, chapter number 45, verse number 5, in Yasna, chapter number 43, verse number 9, and Yasna, chapter number 48, verse number 3. There are various attributes of Almighty God given in the Parsi scriptures. So if you read the Parsi scriptures, the scriptures of Zoroastrianism, the Dasatir and Avesta, you'll know that God is only one. He has got no image, and you should worship him alone.